This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Alex Chadwick.
And I'm Luke Burbank. Hold on to your hats, American fans of soccer and fans of hot guys. David Beckham is coming to the U.S.
David Beckham runs up. He shoots. Beckham! Goal!
That's right. Famous British soccer player David Beckham is coming to Southern California to play for the MLS team, the Los Angeles Galaxy. I called Gavin Hamilton in London. He's the editor of World Soccer magazine. I asked him if British fans are reeling with shock and disappointment that Beckham won't be returning to England now that his time with the Spanish club Real Madrid is up.
I think people were sort of expecting it. I mean, people have had a detached relationship with Beckham for some time now because he's been in Spain for the last 3.5 years. He's not been part of the English national team since the World Cup last summer. So it hasn't sent shockwaves through English football, put it like, but it's still a surprise, I think, that things moved so quickly in the last couple of days.
He's 31 years old. He's been playing for Real Madrid recently. Is he any good anymore?
Well, I think he's still got capabilities and can still make a contribution to lots of teams. I think the problem is that since the World Cup, his career has really taken a downhill turn because at the World Cup, you know, that was supposed to be the pinnacle of his career. He was supposed to lead England to glory in the World Cup, and it obviously didn't work out that way. And since then, he's had a lot of problems at Real Madrid with the coach, Fabio Capello, who's a new coach there and hasn't rated Beckham and hasn't seen him as part of his plans and has left him on the substitutes bench for the most of the time. So that's left Beckham very frustrated. His big problem has always been that he's not a particularly fast player. He's not particularly quick. In European football nowadays, speed is everything, and Beckham has never had speed. What he has is a tremendous skill from what we call dead ball situations, from free kicks, corner kicks. He can deliver a ball from a standing still position, and that has always been his greatest skill.
Well, and even a David Beckham who's a step slower or maybe not the toast of the European leagues, he's definitely going to be one of the better players in the MLS, which is kind of considered to have a lower level of play. And they're paying him, I just read, $250 million. I didn't know the whole budget for the MLS was $250 million.
It's an extraordinary amount of money. I suspect a lot of it is to do with image rights. It's not a straight salary. I suspect it's to do with image rights, and it's linked with his soccer academies, which is the thing that he's really outlined as what he will do when he retires as a player. That's been, I think, his ambition is to develop these soccer academies around the world. So I suspect the deal is linked to those.
It's interesting you say image, because David Beckham is a celebrity and an icon as much as he's a soccer player. I mean, there's a big sign here that says Hollywood, and I have a feeling when he's playing, he'll have one eye on that sign.
Yes, you suspect he wouldn't have been so tempted to join Colorado or Dallas, or some of the other teams in MLS. I mean, I think Los Angeles is the big attraction. Not necessarily for him, but certainly for his wife, who has ambitions in the entertainment industry.
His wife being Victoria Beckham, also known as Posh Spice, a former member of the Spice Girls.
That's right. I mean, she was when they met, she was the famous half of the duo, more famous half of the duo. But his sort of fame is out. Sort of eclipsed her during their marriage, and she's really struggled to sort of find a career for herself since she left the Spice Girls. But I think she sees herself as an A-list celebrity, and I think Hollywood is the place that she would like to be, and I think that's why the move it makes sense in many ways.
That was Gavin Hamilton in London from World Soccer Magazine.